guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke.
And Danielle, welcome back to the show. We're happy to be back with you guys.
Another wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday.
Weird Wednesday.
Weird Wednesday. Wonderful Wednesday.
Wonderful. I like that.
Wonderful.
And it is so wonderful because we're throwing it back with the topic today. We're
throwing it back.
We are. This is like how the show first started. If you guys don't know, Danielle and I started when we were both at school together, like literally, we'd record every week in Danielle's apartment. It was
Brooke would get a Starbucks before. It was so sweet.
And then we would work out after. We had like a little routine, Danielle.
We did. Cute. I forgot. Yeah, we'd get up, be like, okay, see you at Orange Theory.
We always would record like in the afternoon or like evenings. Like it was like a good time of life. But
good times.
A lot of our show used to kind of be centered around college. I think it still is, but we were kind of brainstorming topics about college, and since now we're older and we were like
wiser maybe
only a little bit wiser, just kind of like things we wish we knew before college.
Totally. I mean, like, it's, we've already done this episode before, so we did it on March 6, 2019, if you guys want to go back and listen. It's so crazy, we're like little babies in it, and at that time I was a sophomore and Brooke was a senior. Yeah. So it was a very different place also. And that episode has like a lot of resources like websites, student discounts, money saving advice, schedule tips, all very tangible things. Whereas this episode, we're going to do more profound advice, if you will, bigger picture, a lot of reflection, because now I'm a senior about to graduate and Brooke's been out of college now. So there's just even more things that I think we've thought about. And I don't know, I think it's really cool because some of you guys are obviously in college right now, might be going in the fall, and we just want to share them with you guys while they're still a little fresh on our mind. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I feel like it's obviously beneficial if send this episode to anyone who you know is going to college. I feel like that would be like if they're a senior in high school now or whatever, they're on their way in the fall or whenever they are starting. But also just if you're any year in college, I feel like it's always beneficial to hear advice because you could always apply them, like whether you're a sophomore, junior.
Definitely. I wish I listened to one of these episodes before I came to college, because I think some of the things we're going to talk about are just kind of normalizing things that a lot of people feel in college that you kind of feel like you shouldn't feel or that no one else feels. And we're here to tell you everyone's got their struggles. Everyone has their thing they're going through. We're going to talk about social life, school, everything under the umbrella. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy it.
Completely agree. But beforehand, we did want to discuss and address the recent cruel, absolutely disgusting acts of violence against Asian Americans. And of course, Danielle and I, the entire Gals on the Go community, we condemn any form of hate or discrimination.
The rise in hate acts against Asian communities right now needs to be stopped. And we're actually going to link an educational resource and places to donate in the show notes. But GoFundMe.com/AAPI is a great place to start if you guys want to.
Yes. So during this time and always, we're definitely looking to support Asian and Pacific Islander owned/run businesses. So this week, the business of the week is going to be a Asian owned business. So let's hit it.
Business of the week.
So the business of the week this week is Chunks. Now, you might be thinking, I'm like, Chunks. Okay, what is Chunks? Is it cookies? Like, I think of like, it could be like
cookies.
Like, I wasn't sure. Like, I feel like you could, Chunks is like such a, it could be so many different things.
Very ambiguous. Yes,
it is. But they are actually hair clips, hair accessories, and just life accessories.
Oh my gosh, so cute.
The cutest stuff. Designed by Tiffany Ju. She says, it was hard to find a cute, high quality hair clip, so I made one. Chunks launched in the spring of 2019 as a one woman operation and grew to a team of five women by 2021. So they're hair clips, and yes, right? So they're made from acetate. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct.
Acetate.
Okay.
Acetate. That's what I would say.
Okay. A-C-E-T-A-T-E. Yeah, whatever it is, it's a highly durable plant-based material with like a much shorter lifespan than typical plastics and acrylics because they're committed to using bioplastics, which I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. Their designs are inspired by passion for color, culture, trends, nostalgia. I feel like they're very nostalgic. That's a great way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their clips are so beautiful, so vibrant, and I feel like they're very on trend right now, if you will, as well. So if you want to support, it's a great way.
Yeah, so I ordered a claw clip and just like another like a yellow one, because I've been into yellow. I think it's a fun color, like to clip my hair back with.
Yellow.
I feel like it pops on dark hair. Like I thought that
it does. It's very happy too. Good for spring.
Yes. So the website is actually chunks.shop, which I think is so cool. Like there's no, it's not .com, it's .shop. And then the Instagram is chunks.shop, which we will link in the show notes. Definitely check them out. And I feel like hair accessories are so in right now. So like it's the perfect time.
Very. Oh, definitely. Definitely go check them out. Support Chunks. And we will continue to highlight other Asian and Pacific Islander owned run businesses throughout, you know, the next few months along with others. So we're very excited about that.
Definitely. And on that note, should we get into our favorites of the week?
Heck yeah.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
All right. So my favorite this week is a body oil. Sounds so sensual. Our minds are in the same place right now. Jinx.
Because I didn't want to say sexual, but sensual is like a little bit more like mature of a word. Yes. Yeah.
Totally. But it's not really for that use per se. I have the Neutrogena Light Sesame Body Oil. It's like a light sesame formula and I love it. It smells so good. Basically, I put it on after I shower. Not every time. I'm not good at like moisturizing every time I get out of the shower, but especially if I'm wearing something that you could see my legs or my arms, I love putting the body oil on because it soaks in really, really well. It smells good and gives your skin a little glow, especially like about to be in bathing suits soon, you know, just like as the sun starts to warm up the earth a little bit. I think it's going to be great for that. But anyways, it just smells so good and I feel confident when I've got some body oil on and body yada 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 yada.
I've been into like oils and stuff like that too. That's funny you mentioned that. It's not my favorite, but I get that. I feel like with the glowing, I like I'll self tan too, so I get like a little bit of a glow, and then I'll put on an oil like in the days following, and I'm like, whoa, who is she?
Yeah, yeah, it's a great, it's a little tip, and it's literally from the drugstore. It's from it's Neutrogena, and I use that with the rainwater body wash from Neutrogena. It's a good pairing, great.
And recommendation. You just like put it on with your hands, right? Like it just
Yeah.
The only, I love a body oil. It's just they get like really, I mean, it's an oil. So then I'll like sit on my couch and I'll be like sliding around. I'm like, wait, why am I like, it doesn't
sliding around.
It takes a second to dry versus like lotion. I feel like you put on and it's like, where did that go? Like it's like in my body.
Yeah,
oil like sits there for a sec.
Yeah. I do it like immediately upon getting out of the shower. I'll dry off, and before I even put any clothes on, I just do it and I'll like walk around my room nude and, you know, pick out my outfit, and then I know, and then by the time I, you know, get dressed, it's like all good. But I will say, you know, don't, if your hair is dry, I wouldn't touch your hair right after using body oil or wash your hands, because then you've got greasy hair day one and that's no fun. What a waste. So you just have to be conscious because it is oil, like Brooke said, but it's great and it's a great little tip.
That is a great tip. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome. What's yours?
mine this week is a book. Back on the reading grind because I have the time. So,
love that for you.
Atomic Habits by James Clear. So, what are your opinions on self-help books?
I love them. Sometimes I have to be in the mood though, because sometimes I'm like, I don't want to hear this right now.
Yeah.
It's like, but if you need a push or you need some motivation, I feel like they make you feel really good.
I feel the same way. I definitely have to go in waves of it, because sometimes I'm in like, fiction heavy, where I'm like, just take me somewhere else. And then sometimes I'm like, I need a little kick in the booty.
Yeah.
But I've just been like, I wanted a little remotivation. And honestly, in terms of self-help books, I feel like this one is really practical in the sense that anyone could apply these things. It's not super, like, this is how to run a business, because not everybody owns their own business. You know, like that's just not practical blanket advice. This is truly blanket advice that anyone could apply because it speaks like pretty generally. Cool. Yeah. So it's about, I mean, the book is literally Atomic Habits. It's about habits. I personally struggle with discipline a lot. Like I'll get like really into things or I won't, and I'll struggle to like keep up habits. So I feel like this is a really great book if you're looking for tricks to kind of improve your routines. He talks about, which I really like, is by doing things like by prepping in advance, you're actually saving yourself time in the long run. It's kind of like those concepts of, you know, like if you keep your room super tidy, like you'll never have to take a day and like deep clean it. And it's true. So it's just little ways to better equip yourself, I guess. And I like the examples that he gives because, like I said, you could apply it to any area of your life. If it's fitness or if it's work, family, like you could really kind of tackle it like that. Yeah, it's they're all also backed with like studies and examples. So it really remotivated me. I'll link it in the show notes. It's like a pretty easy read too. And I feel like that's the other thing with self-help. Sometimes self-help could be really dry and just like, here's the story of my life. And
right.
Yeah. And it's like, okay. And it's inspiring and awesome,
good
but it's
for you. Cool. Yeah.
But it's hard to like apply it or like be like, I can't relate per se.
Definitely.
But I really liked it. No, I think you would really like it. It was, that's it took me a little bit. I would say give it like 50 pages to kind of get into it. Cause in the beginning, I was like, all right, this is like, cause you know, they have to set it up a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Something that I just thought of, cause you were talking about these little things that you can do to kind of prep in advance. I don't know why this, Ryan reminded me of this quote that he heard from, I should know who, but I can't remember what he said. But we've talked about this before. If it's something you can do like really fast, just mm-hmm. go do it. What he says is if you can do it in under 60 seconds, just do it right now. Oh. And it's been really helping me. Like it's like, oh, I got to take out the trash. It's going to take me under a minute. Like it's going to like with little things. I don't know. I just thought I'd share that tip. If we still did tip of the week, I just thought of that, of course, now.
No, but that is really good. He talks about like how in college, this is just like a random anecdote of the book, that he always had the tidiest room because he always had spots. Like he was like, I always put my remote here and I always put this here and whatever. And people like looked at him and were like, you're psycho, dude. I can't believe this. And he was like, actually, you guys spend more time cleaning and organizing than I do because I just have the systems that work.
Yeah, that's true. It saves time, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I always do this. I think you know this about me. I pick out my clothes the night before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a habit girl.
Yeah, and you like look at the menu before you go to like any restaurant.
Or yeah,
do you not do that anymore?
No, I do. I do. I don't necessarily like plan like I'm going to get this with this, but like just a brief glance to make sure that you know there's something that I know I'll options.
Yeah,
we appreciate definitely. Options. I'm not like the most like niche planner ever, but there's certain things that I yeah. I mean, you put
it's
out
like a comfort thing. Mm-hmm.
Literally, like if you're like I need to work out tomorrow morning, putting out your workout clothes the night before, you're halfway there. Like all you have to
oh,
do
for
is
sure.
just go.
There's nothing better than going to bed like in a very well-made bed, skincare, your outfits laid out for the next day. I mean,
that's peak. Supreme. That's like a peak Sunday night vibe.
Peak Sunday night vibe. Very true.
And we need to do a book club at some point, Danielle, when you're yeah. here. That's I really yeah. just I'm really excited for that. And I think we'll be able to do like a mix of like some fun books. But that not that this wasn't fun. It is fun, but it's like.
No, yeah, we have very knowledge. Similar taste in fiction books, which I think is yes. great. So that'll be really, really fun, especially like maybe if we start over the summer when people are like really chilling, yeah. especially if you're in school. That'll be fun. So something to look forward to.
So much to look forward to.
Hey guys, Danielle here, and I want to talk to you guys about Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. Oh my gosh. It's not a cup, and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any other period product you've seen before. It just feels so comfortable, and you can wear it for just mess-free situations, if you know what I mean. Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons. So yes, you can consider using Flex, your environmental good deed, if you will. And if you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number 1. Pretty great. The patent pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market and removes like a tampon. It's so easy, you already know how to use it. It's disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. It's velvety soft, completely body safe, and lasts for years. Yeah, years. With helpful videos, in-depth diagrams, GIFs, and Flexperts available to walk you through the entire process, you'll never go back to products from the past once you try Flex. So say goodbye to cramps and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/galsonthego and use code galsonthego for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits or 10% off your first Flex cup, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code galsonthego at flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/galsonthego.
Well, cool. So that's kind of our little intro, catch up, all the things. Nothing really new to report. I've still got Finley Bear here with me. He's laying down while I record. I feel like a true mom. I literally got someone to watch him yesterday so I could just have an hour to run errands. And I felt like my mom, you know, like, okay, you've got him for an hour. Like, I'll be right back. Yes. But yeah, so things are going well. Brooke's trekking it up there. Warm weather is coming your way, hopefully, in New York.
I've been trying to get out there socially, dating.
Dating. I was going to say it, but I didn't.
No, I get it. I get it. I mean, not that there's anything to report on, but, you know, things are improving a little bit here, and I'm trying to – my
Brooke
confidence –
feels optimistic.
I said that last week. I still mean it, but I don't know. I just feel like pretty confident right now, so I'm like, let's ride this high.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Love that energy. I think that'll inspire others too.
Thank you. Yeah, not that you I think it's, you gotta, if you're like me and you struggle with that sort of thing, like I'll go into months of like a slump and just be like down and out and like everything sucks, whatever. And of course the world has sucked recently, but now that I'm kind of on this like upward swing, I'm like, let's keep going. So
oh, totally love that for you. Well, without further ado, we've got a lot of content to talk about with you guys about what we wish we knew before coming to college, and we hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm almost 2 years out of college. I'm like gonna cry.
That's it doesn't feel like it at all. So
I know, but it does though, because when I was like writing all of this stuff down, I was like, I really have to like think back to like
maybe
my thought process and stuff, because it really
tap into
college Brooke's thoughts. But now I feel like now that I'm out of it, like I can look back and give a little bit more of like, you know, because it's just like when you're in something, it's hard to see the end of it, whether it be rough or good or whatever it is. Like, yeah, so I feel like, so I do have some good tips. Might not be as fresh as yours though, Danielle.
I think you have some really good stuff written down, so I guess we'll just get started.
Yeah. My first thing here, first category that I kind of wanted to talk about is just how college to me was synonymous with adulthood, I guess, in general. Yeah. And I know we talked about a few of these things, like we talked about in that old episode we did 2 years ago, but this is like probably the biggest thing for me that I noticed. Danielle and I both, if you don't know, if you're like new to the show or whatever, we both attended the University of Georgia. Danielle's still there, like we said a million times.
Go Dawgs.
But we're both from out of state. Danielle's from Tampa, Florida. I'm from Long Island, New York. So it was, that's a pretty major change in and of itself that we decided to go to college out of state, do an entire
us.
Yeah, I know, seriously, an entirely new experience. And I think no matter what college, if you're in the dorms or if you're living at home, no matter what it is, it's a whole new chapter of your life. But for us, like living so far from home, I think it was just like a major wake up call that adulthood is here. No more mommy and daddy for everything, or no more parents or like structure. That's at least what I was really fortunate. That's what I grew up with. That I honestly didn't really help with the dinner. It just dinner showed up. My expectation was go to school, do well, you know, do your business, like just do your thing. And we will, you know, and then you come home and you get dinner and you like you. That was my life. I also didn't do my laundry in high school, which is insane now that I think about it. My parents spoiled
me. I didn't either. No,
we're spoiled for sure.
We're spoiled. Yeah.
I know not everybody's that way.
Definitely not. However, my mom always made me, if I like, we had like a laundry day. So if there was days that like I wanted laundry done and it wasn't that day, like she taught us how to like do our own laundry. So the good thing is when we came to college, I knew how to do laundry, but oh my gosh. It sucked freshman year going like flights of stairs down. So that's a tip. Know how to do laundry for sure. I'm sure all of you hopefully do or kind of do.
I feel like just learning how to do like the basic thing. And it sounds so crazy.
Adulting.
Like, but seriously, like for me, laundry was definitely a piece of it. I remember like a few months before I left for college, I was like, I know how to do laundry. And my mom like retaught me. And I was like, oh, maybe I didn't, you know, like,
yeah, like little things.
Yeah, just like little tip, like what temperature to wash it on. And, you know, every washing machine is different. And like, it is really like, it's really not that deep. But
pro tip, sorry to interrupt, for washing your clothes, something I started doing freshman year, just because I don't know about you, but like at home, my mom would do, you know, like a lights and a color.
Yes.
Look, I do it all just cold wash, like every
That's smart.
Time. I just am lazy, but maybe like post grad, I'll like dry my leggings and like leave them out or air dry. I just do it
all.
Oh,
you don't
so
you don't air dry your leggings?
No, I don't even have it that put together. I've just got it down to
You would dry them in the dryer?
Yes.
Wow, Danielle, I haven't had this issue about you.
I know all you influencer girlies do the air dry the leggings. I also have a roommate, so where am I going to put all these? Like, where do you, I don't know.
I don't know. We just did. Like, in college, we always did.
Where'd you put them?
We would hang it on the back of doors, and, like, I mean, I still do that. Yeah, like, I have...
Well, because when I... How often do you do laundry? Sorry, here we go on a tangent.
Yeah, I know. Here? Or in college?
Yeah.
In college, I would save it up. Like, I would be like, I'm going to do it, you know, once or twice a week. Here, I kind of almost am, like, always recurring.
Twice a week in college? I do mine every 2 weeks. Like, I...
Oh, you really let it stack up.
I really let it stack up.
Well, I'm talking more about senior year when my... when the washing machine was at access to me. Probably freshman year, I let it accumulate.
Maybe that's the habit
And then when I lived in the sorority house, I probably let it accumulate too. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Then I'm like, I miss my favorite pair of leggings. Do you not get to that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like that though.
I pretty much do it. Delaney's kind of like you. She does it like once a week or twice a week. I'm like, until like I'm out of underwear and like certain tank tops and certain workout sets, then I'm like fine.
Yeah. I think that's like the dependent part. Like, you can figure out what works for you.
Yeah, definitely a time to learn about your habits, though. Like, I'd say when I learned that, like, Brooke's got her routine. I had but I didn't have that routine till I came here, for sure. Kind of on that note, what Brooke was talking about, you know, adulthood and everything. I wish I knew that college was such a growth time, and it's okay to change your mind about things and learn from it, because I don't know. Maybe that's a common thing a lot of people realize. Mm-hmm. But for me, I didn't realize college was going to be such a transformational time for me. I knew it was going to be fun. I knew it was going to, you know, I was going to learn a lot and learn about things more so catered towards my interests, you know, mm-hmm. in my major. But I didn't realize there was, you know, you're going to meet lots of new people. Mm-hmm. There's going to be so many new experiences. And I wish that I was more open to that, if it makes sense, and been like, okay, like, this is a growth period, or I'm learning from this. That kind of sucked, but I'm going to take that as a lesson mm-hmm. and learn and go forward from that, rather than like trying to push it back and be like, no, this mm-hmm. is not how I'm supposed to do things. This is not how life goes. Just like kind of like go with the flow and kind of be okay with it. I wish I knew that. I don't know if you agree at all.
No, I completely agree. This actually, that tangent kind of reminds me of something my therapist brought up this week, that because I was venting to her and I was like, I just don't understand why this person would do this. And mm-hmm. she was like, you can't expect that everybody else's actions or thoughts or whatever, like, that your definition of right is right, because that's your definition mm-hmm. of it. And that's like, or I said something like, I would never do that. And she was like, yeah, you would never do that. But that's not to say what other people would do. And that kind of,
so true.
I feel like this goes hand in hand with what you just said, that everybody's way of doing things might be a little different, or maybe your way is unconventional, or their way is unconventional, or neither is unconventional. There's also different routes to the same endpoint, and I agree with that, Danielle. So to stay open-minded,
because I mean, and be willing to learn. You know, there was times where I was like so stuck in my ways, and like, you have to be willing to hear people out and have a conversation about it, because everyone's coming from different backgrounds, different family life, and mm-hmm. I mean, I came from a small private school, so obviously coming here, it was like a big growth period, and it was really cool to learn from other people. But I definitely agree with you in that. Sometimes I expect so much from other people, or I want them to do something a certain way, but you have to learn how to compromise and kind of understand others, I think, is a big thing that you will find in college.
And the only person whose actions you can control is your own. It's true. I just had a few more like things on the whole like adulthood realm of it all. Totally. This is directed to people who are specifically like, if you're going to college next year, what I wish I kind of did a little bit more of before I went to college is just kind of get my life in order, if that makes sense. Like, organize before I went to college. Like, I feel like I just showed up and I was like, I showed up, you know, with my computer and like a notebook or whatever, but I didn't really have, I mean, we talked about like systems with like my book and stuff, you know, the systems that make you like whatever. But I never really did my research or figured that out. And no one teaches you those things.
I think it's really important to note, Brooke and I are the oldest. So like, we were the oldest sibling, whereas some of my friends, they had siblings that literally went here to UGA. So they knew everything. They knew, you know, the dorms to live in, to walk your routes before. Whereas Brooke and I, and maybe some of you guys, and are in the oldest of the birth order. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's a big thing. We didn't have someone to tell us, like, you know, like, obviously I knew Brooke, but Brooke's not going to, like, sit me down and be like, you need to know all these things. Like, she's got her own thing she's doing. Like, it's interesting.
Yeah. And I feel like I gave you pieces of advice, but like,
oh, obviously I didn't mean like
no,
that.
No, no, no. But there's not like, there's no master class for this. Like, there's not. Right. And everybody's experience is different. And I think that's the one piece about college that I was so confused by, is that you probably had this in high school too, that if they wanted you to do certain, like, the teachers would literally outright say, like, hey guys, like, a binder is preferred for this class. But then you go to college and it's like, all right, the teacher's just talking, you take notes, and then you get a test. And it's like,
oh my wait. Gosh, so true.
And you're just like thrown into it. You're like, how, wait, I don't understand. Yes.
And they didn't remind you. They didn't remind
there's
you.
There's no reminders. Nope.
I don't know. You went to a public, bigger school, but for me, like, I had teachers like email me sometimes and be like, did you like miss this assignment? Whereas
oh, we didn't
college,
have that. I didn't have that.
Yeah, okay. So that's kind of how it was. Not for everything, but certain things.
But they're
like,
more on top of you, though. It's you see, they're more you on go top, to the class yeah. every day. So it's like, reminder, thing due on Friday, reminder.
Also, daily. Yeah. That's so interesting. That's such a good point to bring up, because you're just supposed to show up and do your own. So definitely if you're still in high school, like, work on your time management skills for sure, because that'll really, really help you in college. Have a planner that's going to work, whether it's doing well daily, time Danielle Carolyn, or if it's a day designer, or if it's an Erin Condren, whatever it is, whatever planner you need, or digital. I've learned that Google Calendar is great for putting in tests and then having a paper one for like those daily to-do lists and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. I like what Brooke said. Having a routine and kind of, I mean, you don't have to have a routine perfectly.
It doesn't need to be
yet,
perfect, because it's
look
never
going
to
be. And just, you'll feel more confident if you know more and be open to asking other people questions. It's totally okay.
Oh my gosh. I like remember I would like low key try to ask like my friends, like older siblings, like questions, even though I wasn't like super tight with them or whatever. But I'd be like, mm-hmm. so tell me about like what, you know, college classes are like and stuff like that, because I wanted the inside info, because no one tells you that. No one tells right. you that you might be sitting in a lecture with 200 people and might not know anyone. It might be awkward to like, oh, like now I have to go grab a seat. I'm talking about non-COVID world. But I remember like the first whatever that if I didn't know anyone in this lecture, and I would have to put myself out there and like make friends with people in the lobby. Of,
oh, yeah. Sitting in class.
So
like,
it could be
did
awkward.
You get that?
Mm-hmm. Or if you don't feel well and you miss a day, or if you're like lazy and hungover and you miss a day of class, then you have to get the notes from someone else, because they're probably going to be on the test and you can't just like miss a whole day of notes.
Mm-hmm. And half the time some professors put them on, but sometimes they don't put them on, like
on the website,
or
yeah
on whatever platform you use. So you have to definitely be on top of that. And I mean, I think we definitely said this in the last episode, but I will say again, make a friend in every class. I know right now it's harder with Zoom, but I know a lot of classes are hybrid, so maybe if you're going in person once a week, whatever, like, literally introduce yourself to the person, you know, 6 feet away from you at the other desk and be like, hey, like, want to get each other's numbers or add
you
each
need
other on group me, whatever. Because you got to have that one person to ask, like, is this due? Am I crazy? Because the professor is not always good at responding right away. They're very, like, you know, 9-to-5 vibes.
And they're not perfect. The professors are not perfect people either. Like,
no. Sometimes they're very unorganized.
Exactly. So something might be confusing or whatever. And it just makes your life way more challenging if you're like, no, I'm in this by myself, whatever. Of course, like, there's the fine line between, like, letting people mooch off you. And, like, I feel like I've been the mooch and I've been the moochy, like, in different
it's
classes.
It's a balance. It's a balance. It depends on what your expertise is in, for sure.
So we are always talking about therapy on the show. So who better to go to than BetterHelp? If you're having trouble meeting your goals, or difficulty with relationships, or trouble sleeping, or you're feeling stressed or depressed, BetterHelp is available. BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. So you simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's secure online professional counseling. And BetterHelp counselors have a broad range of expertise, which just like might not be available in your area. Their service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, send unlimited messages to your counselor, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and everything you share is confidential. So you don't have to sit in an awkward waiting room again. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches matches, so it's easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's also way more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. In fact, you guys, so many people have been using BetterHelp. They're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Gals on the Go listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/gals. Visit BetterHelp.com/gals to join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional. Also on this kind of note of adulthood, adulting, if you will. I don't hate that word. Some people are out here like, I hate the word adulting. I think it's actually, really? I think it's practical.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm adulting. I'm learning. It allows for like growth, I feel like.
Me too. And I feel like you could use that from like 18 to like 26 and it's like, or even 30. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down. Yeah. I'm still adulting. I didn't know like anything about nutrition, how to eat. Cause like I said, my parents made my meals for me. Maybe these are the type of things that you can learn about a little bit before you're thrown into college. Just, you know, what types of foods you like to eat. Yeah, some snacks you can keep around. I mean, I don't know what you do to train for this per se, but just like starting to understand yourself a little more before college.
Yeah, I think that's a good. Maybe just have a couple things locked down. This is something I didn't do. Like, okay, some of my favorite snacks. Let's say it's, you know, baby carrots and hummus and pretzels with peanut butter, you know, just a couple little snacks that aren't like the worst for you, and you know, that'll like be some comfort food, but just know like, okay, these are, you know, pretty nutritional, whatever. And then a couple things, because I feel like a lot of people get mini fridges, whatever it may be. Look at the dining hall menu, see what they've got. Okay, like for lunch I could do like a sandwich situation, for dinner, like look at all their options, because sometimes when you're there in person,
it's so
like
overwhelming.
So overwhelming, and you're like, I'm like pasta, but like, oh my gosh, there's like a whole other area.
Like french fries, bread, like, yeah. I'm like,
and like, what is going to happen?
Never heard of it.
But also it's so important. Like freshman year, like I don't know many people that like, I don't want to say that like, gained the freshman 15, but I don't know many people that didn't encounter some sort of like, you know, I don't know how to situate
health in general. Yes. Health.
Yeah. Everyone was learning in freshman year. Everyone's eating. Agree. Everyone's just kind of doing whatever. And I think you should do that. You know, have those.
I completely agree.
With your friends. But I wish I would have, you know, been more in tune with myself and honestly just ate more fruits and vegetables. I'm sure you could agree.
That's that too. I was sick all the time. I know you were too. Like,
yes, well, how to get an air filter.
Well, that's natural because you're in like the dorm environment. It's like pretty, you know, and you're around all these people. Pre-COVID world, of course, we're talking about. Like, I perpetually had a cold in college. I was just,
oh my gosh, yeah.
I don't think I was ever without it, but I didn't really do that. Like you're saying, I didn't really do that much for myself. I mean, I probably drank a lot of water. That's it. But there's definitely, and you're drinking a lot, likely. So just take it. It's really just about taking care of yourself. Like, because if you're run down, you can't have as much fun. I mean, that's what, the way that I would look at
that.
It.
I love that. You sound like my mom. If you run down, you can't have as much fun.
Truly. And then last thing in the adulthood category, I wanted to say, figure out your financial habits to assess that before college. The amount of, I know it's a really touchy subject. It might be an uncomfortable conversation to have either with your parents or your guardian or whoever is involved in that sort of thing in your life. I think it's important to know, obviously, you're going to this school, what's the breakdown of the financial situation going to
be? The budget.
Yes. Like if you, let's just say, you know, you're like, hey, I need $50. Like, do you call mom and dad for the $50? Do you have to work for the $50? Did you work the summer before and save up money? Like, figure this out beforehand, because the amount of people who 2 weeks into school, they're, you know, maybe they come to college with a couple $100, they blow it like right away or something. Cause, you know, unexpected charges come up all the time just to enter into, not even Greek life, cause Greek life is super expensive, but
oh my gosh, yeah.
Just to enter any club, sometimes the fees are like $50, $100. So you don't realize that you're just racking up money on that sort of stuff. So I would say have those conversations with those figures in your life or with yourself. Like, I know that I, you know, had to set up a debit card, and like I wanted to make sure that I had that all aligned, especially going to college so far from home.
Yeah, you want to feel secure in what you said. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, and also kind of on the same note. So like Brooke said, like if you think you might need a job, a really easy one. Look at your camp, your school. Like, my boyfriend's worked on campus before, and it's such an easy job, and he gets paid hourly, and a lot of times he gets to just do homework while he's there. Like, some people work at the front desk of the library. There's all such, there's so, all pretty much everything in Athens is like student, you know, employed. So there's so many great options, and it's actually how a lot of people meet their friends, like from work, whether it's, you know, at a, all, there's so many boutiques here. Yeah, there's bars. Campus, there's honestly bars. Yeah, like there's so many places you can work. So that's definitely an option. And if Brooke or I, I'll speak for Brooke too, if we weren't doing YouTube, like 100%, there was times I wish I was a bartender for a second, but I just didn't have the time for that. It's such a fun thing to do. And also on the budget note, one thing I learned, because I dropped so much money like the first week of school on at the bookstore, because I went on day one. I know I've said this before, but I can't stress it enough. I dropped so much money on all these textbooks, and either I might have like dropped that class, switched that class, and then I have this book I didn't need, or some of our professors like don't even use it. And I'm like, why'd you tell us to get it? Mm-hmm. So now I wait until like, because they give you some grace too. Yeah. They give you grace. They'll be like, okay, like by now you should have it. And you're like, okay. But just don't, because sometimes, or like a friend might have it.
I used to think that too. I was like, if I don't have the textbook the first day of class, they're going to pick on me. And that is not, trust me, they're not. Yeah, you're good.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So that's definitely my piece of advice for budgeting. That's a big one. Textbooks are so expensive. And I know it's got some prime knowledge in there, but damn.
Yeah, e-text if you could. We talked about textbook stuff in the old episode, Danielle. It was very, we were really.
I know we've talked about it before, but some of these things I just need to say again.
No, I completely get it. Also, on the finance note, not only like your personal budget, figure that out beforehand, but also I think it is like relevant and important. You probably know, but just to make sure you have the conversation of, after school's over, who's taking on these costs? You know, is it student loans that are all on you? Is it family? Is it like whatever it is? I just think it's relevant to know and to be aware of your own personal financial situation. I know you might be like, I don't have to worry about it for 4 or 5 years, which is true, because I didn't start paying off my loans until I was out of college, and like I didn't really concern myself with that. But it is definitely something to be aware of.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Good point, Brooke.
And now I really wanted to talk about, on the note of like finances and tuition and all that stuff, that's like the part of me now that, looking back on, like, this is the piece that I feel like I could really speak to, is in terms of like making your tuition dollars worth it. And Danielle and I both go to an out-of-state school, so we paid more than the in-state.
A lot more, though, because in Georgia, a lot of people were able to get this great scholarship where they don't really have to pay for anything, which is awesome. But out of state, you can't do that.
Exactly. I mean, you too could have gone to a state school, though. So I'm not complaining. Totally. Like, it definitely.
No, of course. Of course.
It definitely was an option, and it was something that we chose to do. But with that being said, you got to make it worth it. So I feel like for me, making it, in terms of paying so much money for this experience, max it out. Like, literally look at it in terms of like a business. Like, return on investment is how much you spend versus how much you get in return. That's how I look at my college experience. I'm like, I'm spending so much money on tuition. Am I, you know, taking advantage of it in terms of classes, experiences, friends, relationships with professors, and like networking? Yeah. And I just feel like the 2-year post-grad in me like sees how expensive college is, like, such how much money I paid, my family paid, and I like die a little inside. But I do feel like I maxed it out.
Yeah. No, and I learn more and more every day about UGA in specific, like how many resources they have. They have a mentorship program. They have tutoring. There's so many things that I feel like people don't even realize. And sometimes when it comes to stuff run by the school, I feel like a lot of people kind of stray away or don't think about it. They're like, I'm going to hire a tutor or whatever. But there are so many great resources, and that's all because of your tuition, which I think that's a great point Brooke's making. And it'll make you feel so much better about it. Try a class that you've always wanted to take, and you'll learn something really, really, really cool.
And I think that's the other stuff too, that no one tells you to do. Like, no one's like, I remember in the orientation and whatever, like, Georgia was like, we have Career Center and we have all of these stuff, things. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll probably deal with that like down the line. And you have to seek those things out yourself. Like, if you want to go to the Career Center, I used it. Like, they helped me with my resume. They helped me apply to jobs. Fantastic. Yeah. I use the Career Fair. Like, can't recommend all that stuff enough. But you have to go and do it yourself. Like, no one's dragging you there unless you have a roommate that's dragging. Like, So I feel like in terms of maxing it out, like you have to seek out these things and really plug yourself in, plug yourself into your major, get really involved with that if you can.
Definitely. There's so many clubs within your major and you usually have an advisor within your college. Mm-hmm.
Get comfy with them because they're really important. If you have the advisor relationship is so crucial because if you have a bad one, I've heard stories about people who have to do like a whole extra semester because the advisor had no idea what they were doing. So like you need to make sure that you're on track of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I like one of the reasons I knew I wanted to change my major to fashion merchandising was because my advisor was amazing. She'd email me and like check in and the professors knew my name, and having an advisor that actually cares and wants to help you out. Before I went to the College of Fashion Merchandise or the whatever my major, I like had no guidance and I felt like the advisor was almost trying to screw me over and try to get me to have to be here fifth year because money for them. I swear that's something that I don't want to generalize, but I had many friends have that issue. So make sure you're asking the questions and make sure they care.
And make sure you, like, if you're interested in something, like I was like, I want to study abroad. Like, where can I fit that in? Like, if you're interested, ask early and, you know, state that from the get go and
plan.
And that's the other thing. Like, no one serves that up. They're not like, if you want to study abroad, you can. It's like you have to bring that concept to them. It's not like a regret of mine, but like my advice, and I'm not blaming the advisor because once again, this is a thought that you have to bring to them. But like, I didn't do a minor. I didn't do like, there's just like other things that, not that it should be a regret, but I have the capacity to handle it and I didn't. And I kind of wish that I did.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing. Unfortunately, you know, it's a pro and a con. There are a lot of things that you have to be self-driven about and you have to reach out about. Like, I would agree with Brooke. Like, the only way I knew, like, it's very common here to study abroad second semester, sophomore year, early junior year, summer before junior year. But that was something I learned just by, like, talking to other people. My advisor was never like, hey, if you want to do this, which you'd think they would, but it's just different in college. There's so many more students. Like, it's just something to definitely ingrain in your brain because
– ingrain in your brain.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. It rhymed. Hey. But it's important. Because then like my parents would start asking me like, what about this? I'm like, I don't know. And my parents, I don't know about yours, would be like, talk to your advisor. I'm like, oh, it's so much work. Like, I don't know. But it's worth it. It's worth booking an appointment, going on their website. They all use that like canyoumeet.com or like all these different things. But just utilize it because I always feel so good after leaving an advisement appointment too because it's just like you have a little bit more clarity.
Yeah. And if you guys don't know what an advisor is, because I didn't know what that phrase was until college either. And I remember everyone, literally the first weeks of college, everyone's throwing around the term like advisor. And I was like, what does that mean? Because you think it's like a counselor therapist. Like, it's not. It's your...
True. Good point.
That's like your academic resource in terms of your major. So when you're, it depends what type of school you go to. For Georgia, like I was a business major and I had to apply into the business school. So I had like a general advisor at first who was just like, you know, like a kind of told me the path that I needed to do to get into the business school and told me the prerequisites and told me, you know, that I had to get at least like these grades. Like it's kind of just, I don't want to say, I mean, it is a formality. Like I know you have to like meet with an advisor before they clear your hold to like, join classes or whatever. Is that the technical phrasing, Danielle? I forget. Register for classes.
Yeah, it's just you have an advisement hold is what it's called. And so they, in order to clear it, you know, they meet with you, they look at, you know, your degree works, we use degree works, and they look at your major and what classes are left and what's available, and they'll kind of try and recommend, you know, basically you can't schedule your next semester's classes until you meet with them here.
Yeah. It's just some, there's all new lingo in college too. That was the other thing that I don't think I knew before. Like I was like, what are all these words and like meetings and things? So yeah.
Hey, you guys, I've talked about it before and I'm going to talk about it again. That's hair food. Think about it. If we fed our hair with the same nourishing ingredients that we feed our bodies, I mean, that sounds amazing. I've been using clean, simple, kitchen-crafted recipes from Hair Food and have seen amazing results. I personally have the tea tree and lavender water shampoo and conditioner. Whatever hair texture or hair type you have, your hungry dew will feel well-fed from the superfood ingredients packed into every bottle of Hair Food. Every Hair Food product is free of sulfates, parabens, dyes, and mineral oils because your hair does not want to be eating that. So if you're looking to nourish your hair, really nourish it, it's got to be Hair Food. Look for it at Amazon, Walmart, and Target. Again, the stuff smells amazing. I love it. They also have coconut milk and chai spice. Then I also have the refreshing tea tree and lavender water. So many options. Go check them out.
Make the relationships with professors is a really big one. I know it's hard during like COVID times, I think, but I have like two or three professors that like, you know, do I talk to them like all the time? No, but like we're connected on LinkedIn, you know, like they really were my favorite professors and like love them. I was talking about this topic, Danielle, with Emma, because I was with Emma this week, and she said you need to talk about how it's okay to change your major. So I was wondering if you wanted to speak on that.
Yeah, I changed my major twice. I started intended.
Which is normal, and most people do.
Yeah, definitely. I started intended business with an emphasis in marketing, and I learned that math was simply not my thing, and there was a lot of math involved, and there was a lot more classes that I wasn't going to be as interested in personally. So then I decided, oh, okay, maybe I want to be an advertising major because it's more, you know, a little bit more on the creative side, whatever. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to be an advertising major, fashion merchandising minor. Took a fashion merchandising class, absolutely fell in love with it, was really nervous to do so, but finally decided to change my major to fashion merchandising. And I am so happy I did, because that's like the aspect of the advertising that I really enjoyed. So it was allowed me to be more specific, but I had this weird guilt. I felt bad. I felt, oh, like fashion merchandising, I should do advertising. It's more of a blanket major rather than this more specific, but I am so happy I did, because I've learned so much and it applies to my life now. And I feel okay. You know, I am graduating with extra credits than I need, because I took credits that were prereqs for, you know, the business school or whatever that didn't necessarily count, but I made friends in those classes. I learned some good public speaking, you know, whatever the classes were that I had to do. And sometimes they often count as general electives that you need anyway. So there's some wiggle room there. Definitely do it earlier, but it's okay. It happens and you don't want to be miserable.
I feel like it's better to figure out it out in college than the real world. Nothing wrong with that either. Like, people do career shifts all the time. But how much better is it to realize, like, you know, if you go into college as an intended science major and then you change to business, than to like graduate with a business degree and decide you want to be a doctor? Like, I feel like that's way more complicated. Just, and there, you know, it's never too late. I'm such a proponent of it's never too late to change your path and stuff like that. But
definitely,
why not do it in college? Yeah.
Why not?
Do you want to talk about a little bit of like partying sort of stuff?
Yes. I think that was a big thing for me, not even just partying, just social life in general. I think you can get social. To partying and social life. I wish I just didn't worry so much about finding a friend group right away and just enjoyed my time, because everyone is on the same boat. I know I've said this 1,000 times, but that is something I wish someone truly told me and I truly just listened to, because everyone comes into college, whether you're in state, out of state, you have a couple friends, everyone's scared as fuck. Okay.
Everyone's
scared. I know.
Oh my God.
Everyone's so scared. And it's like, everyone feels like they have to put on this front. Yeah. They have to act like they're thriving. I know I've said this before, but that is something I just wish I got out of my head, because everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's feeling the same way. Everyone's nervous. So be that person to initiate, or just be okay with some uncomfortable conversations, some uncomfortable first, you know, impressions. It's just
Not everybody's going to click with you. That's the other thing too.
Oh, that's a big one I learned. Like, not everyone's going to like you. You're not going to like everyone. And that was hard for me, my people pleasing self.
I mean, it's like dating. It's like, you know, you're not gonna like, it really is, because the amount of people who you would love to be friends with them, and maybe it's just like either not working out or whatever, but the amount of people who would love to be friends with you, and you know, you just know you wouldn't vibe. So
definitely. And like pre-COVID, I think so, Brooke and I obviously have a similar experience because we both went to UGA freshman year. I feel like there were parties or something going on every night of the week, and I wasn't used to, I don't know about you, I know you weren't, like going out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it was a culture shock.
People called it, they were like, I want to have a perfect week. I was like, what does that mean? Every day, every day.
Yes.
Can you, I like wrapping my head around that was like, I remember like calling my parents, and they were like, they literally thought that I was like suffering with like alcohol abuse and stuff, because they don't understand that that's some college's culture. And I'm not saying that it's acceptable or whatever, but it was, and you don't have to do that, though. That's the thing, you do not have to. I actually wrote this down. My mom always used to say the line, if your friends jumped off a cliff, would you too? But seriously, like, so would true. You if other people are doing things
would you
I mean, it depends how drunk I was. No, I'm kidding. No, but I think it's like this mob mentality sort of deal where we're like, everyone's doing it. Not everyone is doing it. But if you want to, do it. Like, there's also like a way to balance it. You don't have to get blackout drunk every night, but you could say yes to social invitations instead of sit in your dorm. This is in a non-COVID world too, by the way.
I
think.
And every school's different. We're in a southern school. You know,
yeah.
Parties. It's a party school. Not everyone parties, but it's a big party school.
I just you need to think with your own brain, though. I do need to say that because, like, other people also can handle, if we're just talking about general alcohol, drugs, whatever you want to say, like, other people can handle more than you might be able to. Just because they're doing it doesn't make it cool. Having your own opinions is cool. Like, not just following the grain and doing what you think is expected of you or a group of people. That, to me, is so much more respectable than just, like, someone that's just, like, almost doesn't have their own original thoughts.
Yeah. And I felt like in order to be relevant and meet people, I needed to go to all of them. And but I didn't. I had this breaking point and I just wasn't having fun at any of them because...
Well, like, parties?
Every time I... Yeah, like I felt, or not even parties, like here it's a lot of bars, I feel like.
So what do you mean? Like you would go out and you were just...
T-shirt Tuesday. Okay. Yeah, I had a different experience than you because I had a boyfriend and I was just more reserved. But like while I was actively out, I was like watching all these people be social. I'm like, I should be social. But it was this weird thing. And I just, once I finally kind of let go of that and just went out when I wanted to and had fun, it was way better. If that was only once a week, if that was twice a week... Mm-hmm. But they were like some of the best nights. That's so much better than like forcing myself, if I'm tired, I have a test in the morning, of going out on like T-shirt Tuesday and just being miserable because I'm thinking about everything I have to do. Because then, mm-hmm. I mean, what's the point? It's not quality time with people.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Totally echo all that. I also want to talk about in terms of like fitting in, because Danielle and I both did. And I know it sounds so dramatic, like we came from other states, but at a school that is a big state school, a lot of people, not only do they already know each other, but there almost is like a pre-existing, and there is, I mean, there definitely is, there's years and years of people above you that go to the school. There's already a culture that exists. And what, mm-hmm. for some reason, at first I was scared to be different. I was scared to be the New York girl at a Southern school. So I literally conformed how I dressed. I toned my personality down. And I wish I wasn't. Like, I, looking back, I'm like, Brooke, why did you do that? Not only now am I like cringing at that because I'm like, that's not me. But I look back and it's sad to me that I wasn't something that I truly am deep down. You know what I mean? Because being you is so awesome. So I feel like you need to embrace that. Embrace what makes you different. I feel like we always talk about that on the podcast.
I love that.
But it's easy to just do what's trendy, to dress the way everybody else is dressing, to do all the things everyone's doing, to, you know, talk the way
OTBTs. The shoes. Oh
my God, I can't. You guys, like,
I actually never owned a pair.
Oh my God. That was like more like my freshman, sophomore year. You like avoided that, I feel like, a little bit. But there was certain like trends that everyone wore. I remember, and it was like, if you don't have these shoes or if you don't wear this necklace, like such
the necklaces.
It is literally, I'm like laughing at how dumb this sounds, but you get so wrapped up in it. And it wasn't like it was materialism. It was just like trends, basically. But I was like, hey, these trends don't look good on me. And quite frankly, I don't like them. But here I am wearing them because every other person is. And we decided that they were cool. And then, you know, and now I look back and I'm cringing because they aren't cool / they don't look good on me / I don't like them, but I convinced myself to wear them. I can't.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I would call myself a pretty fashionable person, but looking back at some of my outfit choices, freshman and a little into sophomore year, they just weren't me. Exactly what you're trying to say. Like, because like there's just a different culture here than even in Florida or even in New York, where it was like these beaded necklaces and these chokers and like certain things.
I wore that stuff back at home and my friends literally laughed at me. Like, I can't stress this enough. Yep. Like, I don't know if you have the same experience. My friends were like, dude, what are you wearing? Like,
not even that. Like, for me, it was like my friends had their trends at their school. They were wearing like these certain bracelets, whereas like that was not the thing here. And you went to all the boutiques and that's all they really sold and that's what you saw. So it's like, okay. But then I just lost my identity of who I was, and I would look to other girls that were like trendy and they actually dressed like badass, and I was like, that is who I am, that is what I want, like that New Yorker city vibe. Mm-hmm. But I was like I didn't want to dress funky downtown. I'm sure you felt the same way. Like, I just didn't want to like wear stuff that I wanted because I didn't want to stand out. I wanted to just
blend. That was me too. Yeah. I was like, okay, the trend is flare jeans. That's all we wear now. That's all we wear. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
tube top, flare jeans, OTBTs, like a Tory Burch crossbody.
Yeah. And there's nothing
wrong with it.
I'd love a good tube top, personally. Like, I think they're really flattering on me, like my body.
You know? Oh, I like tube tops still. Sorry.
No.
You know what I mean? That whole look.
I don't even mean it like that. I also individually still like flare jeans, but I agree with you. Like, it was like a what are we wearing tonight mentality versus like a what am I wearing, which you got to shake that from the beginning. And it's easy to be like, I feel like before I went to college, I was like, I'm still going to be me, like New Yorker, like cool YouTuber, whatever. And then, you know, you're 2 months in.
Hard.
Got to give yourself.
Well, it's a sense of feeling comfortable. It made me feel comfortable. It made me feel like I felt fit in without having to say anything or make friends. And kind of just on that note, I made friends outside of my sorority. I tried to have, you know, it's good to have a main social group.
Can't echo this enough.
Yes. But like making friends for different things. So I had my friends that I knew they'd want to go out. So, and they were fun and like they were very social and they'd pull out my social side. I had friends like some of my hallmates, like we'd stay in, like, okay, these are my stay in friends. We're going to Uber Eats. I had my friends that if I wanted to like have a girly day, go shopping downtown, mm-hmm. you know, get brunch somewhere, I had those. It's hard to do. I'm not saying this was like the next day, but I started to get a feel for people's personalities and like who I wanted to do what with. And it's really nice for those nights where you're like, okay, everyone's going out, but I don't. Okay, I'm going to hit up Sally because I know she's probably on my vibe. That's how Delaney was for me. We were both like, okay, like you don't want to go out every night? Okay, me neither.
Here on Gals on the Go, we always strive to be our best. And when you visit European Wax Center, you get the best by the best. European Wax Center's certified wax specialists are expertly trained in prepping, protecting, and pampering your skin. Bikini waxing is actually their particular specialty. Guys, they do over 7.5 million bikinis a year. So with numbers like those, you know you're getting the best bikini service from the true bikini wax specialists. Gotta tell you guys, when I have a bikini wax, when I am smooth down there with a wax, I feel incredible. I feel like the most confident, secure version of myself. It's definitely an act of self-care. Do it for you. But also, like, if you know that you're going to be in a bathing suit or like you just want to feel like smooth and kind of like bump-free down there, it's the best. Their secret is in their signature comfort wax. It's a proprietary blend of beeswax sourced from Europe and other skin-soothing ingredients that allows for easy hair removal for a less painful experience. Of course, safety and security has always been their top priority, and now they've added enhanced health and hygiene measures for extra confidence and care. European Wax Center is so confident you'll love their services that they're offering all first-time guests their first wax free. So visit waxcenter.com and book your reservation today. Your first wax is free. I also think on that note, you don't just have to be friends with people in your
social group.
Make other friends outside of your friend group, because I almost wish I did this more. I did it more in later college, and I wish I did it from the get-go.
Me too.
Be friends with people outside of your social circle, your sorority, your dorm, your major. Make friends out of even all of those things. Like, go and join a random freaking club and make friends, or say hi to people. Like, that is how you make, like, those are going to be more unique, different friendships than that sort of mob mentality. And like, those are my best friends. Yeah. Like, my best friends are, yeah, from my sorority. And like, you know, we're friends since freshman year, all that stuff. Sure. But I wish I had more of those like one-off, more meaningful friendships through college.
Definitely. And I, like you said, I had that realization probably like a year and a half ago. So, I mean, it's never too late, but there's some people that I'm friends with now that I was like, holy crap, like, I wish I knew them freshman year because we'd so vibe and whatever. And with that, it comes, sometimes you have to initiate it. Some people, like, I've learned, some people aren't initiators, but they're always down. Whereas, like, Brooke and I'd say we're more of the initiators. So, like, you have to kind of tune into yourself, like, okay, am I willing to reach out to this person? And they're probably not going to say no. Okay, like, they're probably going to be down, or maybe
put yourself
busy.
Out there. That's what I've always been told that my whole life. Like, you have to put
true.
You have to put yourself out there. And it's like, I mean, what's the worst that happens? A no? Next.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to say something as someone who's 2 years out of college, because I know how it is when you're either entering college, or it also depends on what type of school you go to. Greek life isn't everything. Trust me, you guys, I know it may feel like it is. When I was in it, it felt like it was my entire world and the center of my universe. And, you know, oh, this person's in this certain sorority or fraternity, and this person's in that one. And, oh, I need to be friends with them because it's better for me. And like, it's like, it becomes like this whole social game. And I'm not knocking Greek life in general. I loved being involved with Katie when I was there. It was great most of the time, honestly. But literally, post-grad, nobody cares. Like, I can't even say the last time I've been asked if I was in Greek life, like in my, like probably a year, honestly.
I think that's good for people to hear too, because in college, like, you feel like it's the end all be all. And so
if you're in
people,
it or not, yeah, or whatever you choose to
if
do.
You're, depends on what like realm you're into and what community you are in.
Totally.
College.
This applies to almost to any community, I would say. Like if you, I was in Greek life. So like that to me is what I'm speaking on. But I feel like when you're, I don't know how it is. I guess I can't speak on like athletics, but I feel like it could be with almost anything. You could get so consumed with it, especially when it's like something that you live with the people, you see them every day, you party with them, it's just a lot.
Yeah. And people really respect when you try and like go outside of those circles, I feel like. And you learn so much and you make some of the best friends, kind of what you're saying, like having those different people for different things. Mm-hmm. But also on that note, like with Greek life, so many people go inactive like junior or senior year because it's so expensive every semester. And if you're not getting your bang for your buck and you're not going to the events that they plan, mm-hmm. especially right now with COVID, a lot of Greek life like aren't allowed to put anything on. So you're paying for kind of nothing except for maybe that title. And for some people, they want that. They want to feel like, you know, have that sense of community. But when you meet someone, you're friends with them. Like you don't have to be in the sorority to be friends with them. I have so many friends in other sororities and they're some of my best friends. And I think that's such a good point to make, Brooke, because some people feel like it's the end all be all.
Yeah. And I idolized it so much even going into college. I remember like innocent.
Same.
And it's so easy to get wrapped up. And then even freshman year, you own it, or whenever you join, you know, you're so invested in it.
Wearing all the shirts.
All of the shirts. By senior year, I was like, I literally don't care
I stopped
to even wear
buying
my letters.
The shirts. Yeah, I didn't really like, they had like date night shirts and stuff. And it's a thing like freshman, sophomore year to wear them. But then you end up giving them to your little or whatever. And it's a whole cycle, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah. And I was involved with mine. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I was, mm-hmm. you know, on the exec board and stuff like that. And I feel like that's how it gets when you get older. Like you choose if you want to, like you said, Danielle, kind of go inactive and like kind of fade away from it or like do more with it. But I can tell you now, like I just cannot stress this enough. I wish that someone like shook me even when I was a junior, I was still kind of like really into it. And I wish someone told me like, it's not that deep, because it's really not.
It's not that deep. It's fun. And if it's your thing, it's okay. But you also don't need to think too much into it. And it's okay to expand. And I've made such great friends, like I said, outside.
Yeah, you did a really good job of that.
Thanks. I think it's because I had the hallmates. So then freshman year, I realized, oh, like I have all these cool friends. Because then I met my hallmates friends. Mm-hmm. And then I got involved with like the hip hop studio near me.
That's why you have to do other stuff, though.
Yeah, it's really, and it's so fun because then you like have this new sense of confidence because you're more independent, and that's something that you learn in college anyways. And like I always say this when it comes to dating, friendships, anything in life, when you have so much more self-love and so much self-confidence, like you honestly make so many more mm-hmm. friends. You have all these new opportunities that come to you because people love a confident person. So
and you're easier to be around.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to end on a note about, this is other stuff that I notice about college now that I'm out, is kind of the drama of it all, the BS, the gossip, all of that stuff. And I know everybody's experience with this stuff is different. And I remember when I was in college, like reputation to me, it meant so much to me. I was like, I just don't want people to know this about me, or I want people to think of me and think good things. Like, I don't know if you get that way, Danielle, but like to me, like in college, I was just, it was like a weird obsession type of thing, like something that I was always thinking about. And life, you hear it all the time, life is too short for that. Like to overthink and overanalyze. Honestly, college, like everyone has embarrassing moments. Everyone has stuff that they, you know, no one's a perfect person. So I think you gotta like let that kind of go. I used to be so in my head too, if people were like talking about me, or if I heard someone was talking about me, I'd be like, what do they say? Like, mm-hmm. oh my God, why do they think that? It doesn't matter if this is big school, small school. I've heard this about any size college in general. And you might be like, that should stop in high school. And you're right, it should. I mean, this is just my experience. I don't even know, Danielle, if you could relate to this. But
yeah, it's everyone talks. Like the song. Everybody talks.
Yeah.
And that's something you have to
You just have to get over it.
You got to get over it because unfortunately word travels fast and it's like the game of telephone. You tell one person something and then it gets misconstrued at the end. So just like being comfortable in yourself and being like, you know, if something comes up, I'm a pretty confrontational person. So if I hear someone saying, I'll be like, hey, you want to talk about, like, let's talk. Not everyone's like that though. And that's okay.
I'm not like that. I'm just like, please don't hate me. Blah. And then, like,
well, that is me being like, please don't hate me. But like, let's talk, because like, I just,
no,
like,
you're good about it.
But Brooke makes such a good point. Like, there's so much petty stuff that happens.
That's more what it is. It's just stupid drama. Like, it's like, oh, this person wasn't invited to so-and-so's pregame. Who cares?
And one thing I've learned in college, and sometimes my friends, like, still get offended about this stuff. Like, oh, like, I just got put in this group me, you know, for this. And like, oh, I didn't get put in. Anyone can go. Like, honestly, at the end of the day, it's like anyone's welcome anywhere. Like, you know, more so pre-COVID, you know, everything's a little different now. But like, if you get put in a group me for like this pregame, like if you bring a friend, they're probably going to be happy you brought a friend. Like, it's so much more open in college.
I completely agree. And you would think like we've moved on past that. The invites might not be the best example of that, but more so.
No, but that is something that people still worry about. And like you feel, or like, or a big thing is girls with guys. Like, oh, like I am talking to him and then this other girl like might hook up with him. But it's like this wishy-washy. Guys are a big one. Try not to let guys get involved with your friendships, because I've seen some friendships be lost because of his, for lack of a better word, stupid boy. So
that he, it's not like he was like, I'm going to ruin this friendship. Like he, like,
yeah, he's just in need of some things.
Boys being idiots, like usual.
Boys being idiots. Not all boys are idiots, but, some are, especially in college, and you're going to experience that. We could do a whole episode on that too. that's a whole other tangent to go down, but
I know it's easier said than done. Like, don't care about what people think, but like, you'll look back and laugh at how stupid like in the moment.
And that's what we're doing right now. Yeah,
exactly.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink, plus shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.
Hey, Black Girls Texting has entered the chat. We are Black Girls Texting with Chelsea, Glenn, and Sade. Each Wednesday, we drop new episodes where we talk about dating, career, colorism, and whatever else is popping off in our group chat. Sometimes we even talk with some of your favorite celebs, like Janelle Monáe, Amanda Seales, Rachel Lindsay, Lena Waithe, and so many more. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts every Wednesday. Hope you join the group chat soon with Black Girls Texting.
And I just remember some of the moments through college where I was like so in my head about stuff, and now here I am 2-3 years later, and I'm like, or even, you could say this about gossip, drama, all that stuff. We could also apply it towards failures, rejections. For me, like when I would, you know, bomb a test, and I was so, I like had such bad like school related anxiety and stuff, stress, whatever we want to call it. Anxieties, I guess, around school. So if I, you know, didn't do well on a test or something, I was so embarrassed about it, so down about it. Literally no one knows, literally no one cares. Like, you don't have to go out there and advertise and be like, I failed. And also, I'm not you know, I graduated, I am proud of myself. I'm not looking back on like the one test I failed in like legal 2000 or whatever,
right?
Like, who cares? Like, it's so in the past, and in the moment it feels like it's your
end of the world.
I challenge you guys, the next time you're deep in your thoughts like spiraling about anything, to think, will this matter to me in a year, 5 years, 10 years? Like, try to think about it.
So great.
It's a good like framework for thinking, because it's so, I think you and I are both like that, Danielle, too, where it's like in the moment, like, this is truly the end of the world, but it's like, we will get out of this.
You will. And sometimes it doesn't seem like it at the time, but it's always good to reflect back and be like, wow, that actually wasn't that big of a deal, and kind of just say, oh, well. And that's, and like I said, that's what Brooke and I are doing right now. These are things we wish we knew. We're not saying like, you're going to be able to do all these things. You're going to have your own experiences. But at the end of the day, just have fun. College is like such a great time, and I'm so thankful that we have the privilege to attend UGA and go out of state. And everyone has their own experience, and it's so easy to compare yours to others, but everyone's got something that they're dealing with. And just kind of stay in tune with yourself, stay true to who you are. And that's my bit.
It's so cliche, but like, you literally blink your eyes and it's over. So like,
I could attest. Yeah, definitely.
Live it up. I can't use the college excuse anymore. Not that.
Yeah. No, but like, it's college. Like,
like, you
enjoy that. Definitely.
Obviously, do things like safely, but you could be like, I did that in college. Like, what a great story. I did that when I was in college, you know, versus.
Totally.
Then we talked about that last week, how then reality kind of slaps you in the face and it's like, hi, adulthood. Hi. Bills, hi, other things.
Amen to that. Well, we love you guys all so much, and I know I can speak for Brooke. We both love doing episodes like this. So hit us in the DMs on our Instagram or our personal Instagrams of any other topics like this you guys want to talk about. Or we can, you know, do a couple more college episodes. Probably, you know, once I graduate, we'll probably slow down a little. So we'll do some more, though, for sure. And we love you guys so much. And
Danielle, like I've told Danielle, like we have to squeeze out the last of your college knowledge because I'm like dried up. I'm like digging through the files in my brain of like the files.
Yeah, it's a good time. And, you know, post grad's another great time. And I know a lot of you guys are honestly our age or similar. So we're all kind of growing up together. And it's a really cool community we've got going on here. So we love you all. Good luck. Have the best day. And just stay true to you is the big takeaway, I'd say.
Stay true to you. Love you guys. See you next week.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.